we welcome you back out to we're at Mark Chapman Field, part of the Sealy Little League Complex, where it is opening night of the 7-year-old softball tournament. Doug Brown with you here. Apologize for running a little bit late tonight, but we're here. We're ready to go. The two teams are about ready to take the field. It's Washington County taking on the Sealy All-Stars in the final game of the tournament today. And we're glad you're here with us. And this is just the start of our big Little League coverage. And we're going to give you the starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Breathing, it's just what we do. But is the air you're breathing even clean? Do you even know? That's where we come in. Holly here for Green Duct Services.
Quack, quack.
Let us come in and clean your air ducts to reduce allergens, improve air quality, remove mildew, and increase energy efficiency. Our only job is literally to change the air you breathe. So give us a call today, 979-421-9191, to book your appointment or for a free estimate. You can also check us out, greenduckservices.com.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and would like to give a very special shout-out to number 4, Charlie Majeski. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Egg Farm's fresh eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Congratulations and good luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Take state!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we welcome you back out here, Doug Brown with you here on this Friday evening. And the Little League All-Stars getting underway with the 7-year-old girls tonight. And we've got the starting lineups for the Washington County All-Stars. And let me just finish writing these in here real quick. And the Washington County All-Stars, the manager for the team is Ren Ronderman. And the lineup card will begin with J.C. Belvin playing second base, and she's going to lead things off. Batting second will be the third baseman, Brinley Ronderman. Batting third will be the shortstop, Claire Schulte. Batting fourth will be the pitcher, Avery Clark. Batting fifth, it will be the first baseman, Lila Zwerneman. And batting sixth will be Tatum Toppy. Batting seventh will be Cameron Wickle. Batting eighth will be the catcher, Tatum Pellerin. Batting ninth, the left fielder, Olivia Coleman. Batting tenth will be Hallie Leckler. Batting 11th will be Riley Locke. And batting 12th, and playing right field will be Swayze Schrader. And that's your lineup. For those of you who haven't done Little League before, everybody bats. Hey, oh, and now we got our lineup. Our national anthem. Thank you. All right, and that's our anthem, and we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are, Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, back we go. And on the first pitch, J.C. Bell then with one over to the third base side. And she's going to beat it out of first. And she's on her way to second. And she'll leg it out for a double. And now that'll bring up Brindley Ronderman. And things a little different at this level because this is the coach pitch. And so kids are allowed either 5 runs or 3 outs, whichever comes first. And this is a pop over to the shortstop. The shortstop boots the ball. And on her way, coming in to score is Belvin to make it 1-0 Washington County. And just like that, Washington County on the board right away. And that'll bring up Claire Schulte, as Ronderman is down at second. And swings and misses at the first pitch. Washington County dressed out in the green and white this evening. Seeley dressed out in the gray, gold, and black. And this one, a ground ball shortstop will pick it up, but no play anywhere. And the Ronderman's going to come home as she had trouble picking up the ball. And that'll make it 2-0 Washington County. And they're on the board right off the bat here. And now we have coming up here, this is Avery Clark. And she smacks that one just past the pitcher, and the runner's going to be safe everywhere. And now they try to go, and they try to go over to first as Clark kept running, and Schulte makes it all the way home to make it 3-0. And Clark on the play ends up all the way at third. It used to be a good rule of thumb at this level, get it back to the pitcher as soon as possible. And now stepping up to the plate here is Lila Zwerneman. And Zwerneman swings and misses. Thank you. This is pool play, which this will lead into they start. They'll have some more pool play games in the morning, but then it's bracket play tomorrow. Pool play in the morning, bracket play in the afternoon. And this one, a ground ball pitcher over and picks it up, bobbles it, and the run will score. And Zwerneman aboard. Clark scores, makes it 4-0 Washington County. And so now Washington County just needing one more run to get their max in this first inning. And this one, a ground ball, pitcher over, throws to first, and she's going to beat it out for the infield hit, does Tatum Poppy. And so now, and also Zwerneman ended up over at third base, so Washington County with runners at the corners now for Cameron Wickle. And this one is going to be a line drive base hit. And that will bring in Zwerneman with run number 5. And that should be the end of the inning. And so they will trade out. And so we'll do that with them and be back after we hear this time 60 seconds from our sponsors.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. Their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com shows their extensive inventory of metal products, including roofing, angle iron, and tubing. And DDM's highly skilled staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's By and By, the convenience store.
All right, as we welcome you back out here, it is the district-only tournaments. The start of the seven-year-olds, that actually begins tonight. This probably, I think in all the years that I've been doing Little League, this is one of the earliest that we've ever started. We're here. Washington County leading this one 5-0 as we go to the bottom of the first inning. And just going over some of the rules here, as we mentioned in the top half, it's 5 runs or three outs, whichever comes first. Each batter has 5 pitches per at bat, and then as the first pitch goes to, this is Savannah Gilbert, and it's a bunt for a base hit, and she's aboard to start the inning. Next up will be Tatum Gonzalez, and then it'll be Natalie Horton for the Sealy All-Stars. Yeah, they play a regulation 6, and pop up and foul. Gonzalez was showing bunt there. The play, and the coaches are actually doing the pitching. But you do have a person playing the position of pitcher, and for Washington County this evening, that's Avery Clark. She's doing the fielding position of pitcher, and this one a slow roller up third base side. Clark picks it up, but not going to have time to get Gonzalez, and so back-to-back hits. And Seeley's got a couple of runners aboard. Meanwhile, doing the catching is Tatum Pellerin, right side of the infield. You got Lila Zwerneman at first, J.C. Belvin at second, left side, Claire Schulte at short, Brindley Ronerman at third. And then the outfielders, it is, did I mark that wrong? Uh, Well, apparently they didn't mark it right on the scoreboard, but outfielders are Olivia Coleman, Swayze Schrader. And this one, a ground ball to third, and they're going to put the tag on Gilbert. So that's a forced play and gets out number one. Oh, and then they threw the ball away. And runner coming home. And scoring is Gonzalez to make it a 5-1 game now. And that'll bring in Hayden Hundle. But Washington County did get an out on that play. And pitch to Hundle, swings and misses. And Thomas called. And next pitch, and Hundle pops that one. Foul back into the screen. And it's no one count. We're here tonight, and we'll be here tomorrow afternoon with the boys. They have their tournament pool play. Well, bracket play begins actually tomorrow. Ground ball to first. Boot of the ball, now throw to first. They get the out at first. So Hundle retired, but a run comes in. Horton scores to make it 5-2. But they do get two outs now, and that'll bring up Savannah Morrell. And she comes up with the bases empty. And swung on and missed. Yeah, that one swung out and missed, and it is 0-2. Well, and also at this level, no walks allowed. I should mention that. And time is called. And it looks like the umpire spotted something on the bases out of line, so they're quickly readjusting that. And this one is a ground ball to short. Schulte up with it, throws to first, and first baseman couldn't hold it. And runner going to second. And Washington County doing the right thing, getting it back to the pitcher. And that'll bring up Haley Nelson now. Well, now this says Gonzalez batting. Unless they switch places and didn't, but the lineup I got. Had Gonzalez, well, apparently they've switched, and so either that or they're batting in the wrong order. Ground ball back to the pitcher, and she'll throw to first and get the out to retire the side. So in the inning, they do come up with two runs and cut the lead to 5-2. We're going to the second inning. Washington County in the lead over Sealy. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and select Dollar General stores.
And as we come back here, we're in the top of the second inning. Or excuse me. I'm right. Top of the second inning. And for Washington County, it is going to be Tatum Pellerin, followed by Olivia Coleman. And then Hallie Leckler. As Coach Rodman finishing his warm-up tosses here. Manager for the Washington County All-Stars is Wren Ronderman. And then also assistant coaches are Jonathan Belvin, Jenna Leckler, and Colby Toppy. And first pitch is strike to Tatum Pellerin, and Pellerin fouls this one over. Washington County with a 5-2 lead here in the early going. Next pitch taken for a ball. And next pitch swung on. That's going to be a pop up. And foul. I'll hold the count at 1-2. And she swings and grounds this one back to the pitcher. Throw to first. And first baseman couldn't hold it, and she's safe. Throw was there in time. The first baseman just didn't get a glove on it. And so that is. And so it'll bring up Olivia Coleman now. And pitch to her is taken for a ball. And as we look into the pool play, now they have the earlier games tonight, Sealy and Columbus and Burleson County and Belleville. And ground ball back to the pitcher. And our first baseman, she's going to run to the bag, but Coleman beat her out. And while they were throwing back to the pitcher, they're going to make Coleman and I think Pellerin also go, well, they're making Coleman go back to first. And that's another thing too. In between first and second and third and home, they have like a line in the middle there. And if the player had, by the time the ball gets back to the pitcher, if the player has not advanced past the line, they have to go back to the previous base. But if they're past the line, they can go on to the next base. And Leckler with a pop into right behind the second baseman, and that will drop in for a hit. Coming in to score is Pellerin to make it 6-2 Washington County, and still nobody out. And that's going to bring in Riley Locke now. And this one back, and that is going to get away. And that's going to be a run in to make it 7-2. Yeah, pitch swung on and missed. And next one, foul back into the screen. And no balls, two strikes. And next pitch. And it's 0-2. Yeah, that one taken for a ball. And This is going to be your fifth pitch to Locke. Washington County with a 7-2 lead. And this one fouled away. And swung and a miss, and down on strikes goes Locke for out number one. And that'll bring up Swayze Schrader. And Schrader sends this one that is going to drop into left field for a base hit. And the runners are going to move up. And at least one run is in. That's going to be an RBI double for Schrader. Leckler scores. That'll make it now 8-2 Washington County. And we go back to the top of the order with J.C. Belvin. As we said, the pool play will continue tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Washington County is going to take on Belleville. And then at 11:30, it'll be Columbus and Burleson County. Seeley, this is actually their second game of the day, so they're getting both of their pool play out of the way. And then they're supposed to have start a bracket play tomorrow afternoon with games at 1:30 and 3 o'clock. But in between pool play and bracket play is when they're going to see the teams, so we don't actually know yet who's playing when tomorrow. And next pitch is a strike. And Belvin swings and misses, and she's down on strikes for out number two. And that'll bring up... Wait, am I a batter behind? Okay, that was actually Ronderman that got out. And so this is Schulte now, ground ball to second, and the runners are going to move up. It's going to be an infield hit, and another run in. Do make it, and another one coming home, and that's let's see, that should, is that four or is that five? That is five, so it's 10-2 Washington County, and so they'll switch sides, and we go to the bottom of the second, back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drayen at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at WellmanInsurance.com for the location nearest you.
All right, and back we go here as we are at the 7-year-old softball tournament at Mark Chapman Field, part of the Seeley Little League Complex. Doug Brown with you here on this Friday evening, bringing you the pool play games. Tomorrow we will be in bracket play when we'll be with the 7-year-old, the two Washington County 7-year-old All-Star boys teams. They got Washington County Green and Washington County White. And we got to wait for the seedings. We know the game's tomorrow afternoon. They've got games scheduled at 1:30 and 3 o'clock. We just don't know if they're both going to play at 1:30, one at 1:30 and one at 3, or both at 3, or we'll have to wait and see. But we'll keep you up to date on all of that as it progresses. And the first pitch is a strike on Clementine O'Donnell, the scheduled hitter. Hello? And this is actually... So I don't think the... why don't they give us is not matching theirs at all. So this is Savannah Gilbert batting. And she sends that one back a minute. And that's going to be a hit. And Gilbert's going to end up at... She's going to go all the way to third base. As they get back in to the pitcher, that is Clark. And next up, that'll bring up Maddie Stevens. And pitch to Stevens, going to lay down a bunt and foul it off. 0-1. And this one is a ground ball to third. Third baseman going to run her back in. Pitches back in the circle, so they're going to send her back to first. Infield hit. And that is going to bring up Savannah Morrell batting now. And pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. Next pitch is a line drive that's going to be knocked down and it goes into left field. One run is in. Scoring. And that'll make it 10-3, and then overthrow the runners, move up. And now we've got to get back to second. Next batter is going to be Aaliyah Padilla. And foul back into the screen, and it's 0-1. And this one swung out and missed. And it's quickly 0-2 now. Washington County in the first inning managed to get the three outs before they scored the five runs. This one, ground ball to third, Rodman up with it, boots the ball, and now they got two runners at the same place. And they're both getting up and coming home, throw back to the pitcher. And two runs are going to come in. And that will make it now cut the lead in half to 10-5. And now let's bring up Natalie Horton. Horton back to the pitcher. And Clark will throw the first. And she's safe at first. Couldn't hold on to the ball. Throw was there. And now Washington County need to settle down here. They're just, I guess that's where they're throwing the ball around everywhere. And they're sending the runner to second. They're sending her back to first. And I think the home plate umpire is wanting the third... Runner at third to go back to second. And now she changes her mind. And so, this one, a little bunt out in front of the plate. I think she said foul ball. Embarrassing foul ball. This is Clementine O'Donnell batting. And swings and misses. It'll make it 0-2. Celia scored three runs in this inning. They've cut the lead in half. And foul back into the screen. Yeah, that's a foul ball. Oh, I think she thought she was out. She's not out. It's a foul ball. She gets to keep batting. That's one thing. You got to have some patience here because at this stage, they're still learning in the process of learning the game. And that one swung on a miss. Now she's out. So that is out number one in the inning. And we go back to the top of the batting order. This is Nevaeh Taylor. And she bunts that one foul. And it's 0-1. Swung on a miss. And 0-2. And next pitch, swung on, foul over towards the dugout. And that'll hold the count at 0-2. And swung and a miss, Taylor down on strikes. And that's out number two. And next up here. That is Gracelyn Parsons back to the pitcher and didn't tag her. She's safe and that's a run. That's four runs in the inning now to make it 10-6. Washington County still with a four-run lead here. The most that Celia can get is one more run in this inning. And it's going to be Haley Nelson batting. And Nelson back to the pitcher, Clark. Clark bobbling the ball, throw to first. And gets the out. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, they do come up with four runs. And we played through two. It's Washington County 10, Sealy 6. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
All right, as we come back here, we're in the top half of the third inning, and Washington County leading this one 10-6. And it's going to be Avery Clark, Lila Zwerneman, and Tatum Poppy to bat here. As Washington County's coach warming things up. Coming to you tonight from Mark Chapman Field, part of the Sealy Little League Complex. You're listening to AM 1280 KWHI and on K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham. Yeah, this one is going to be popped up into right field. And that's going to drop in for a base hit. And Clark aboard. And that is all she's going to get as they hurry the ball back into the pitcher. And that'll bring up Lila Zwerneman. while we got an opportunity, want to send a big congratulations out to my good buddy Rip Rawling, Brayton Rawling, to those of you good folks in the Burton area. And this one is a pop fly, and that'll drop in for a base hit. And understand he had a big honor earlier to can't remember if it was today or it was yesterday, but it was today. He passed his T-Cold test and graduated from the police academy, so he's on his way to becoming a police officer, and so proud of my good friend there. Of course, we miss him here at the station, but we definitely would wish him all the best. And also, once you get out there on patrol, please stay safe, buddy. And pitch swung on and missed by Toppy, Poppy, rather. Tatum Poppy batting. We have two on, nobody out here in the third, and pops this one foul. And swung on and missed, and Poppy down on strikes. Or it is Toppy. I guess I wrote that wrong. Yeah, that's a strikeout. Okay, and now Cameron Wickle, the batter. And Wickle's going to drill this one into left field for a base hit. And coming around and scoring is Clark to make it 11-6 Washington County. And right behind her on her way home is Werneman. That'll make it 12-6. And as the runners were coming home, Wickle ended up all the way at third. So it's going to be a two-run double and then taking the extra base on the fielder's choice. And now Tatum Peller in the batter. And this one's going to be fouled back into the screen. And it's a 0-1 count. And this one, a ground ball back to the pitcher. Throw to first. And they do get the out, but the run scores to make it 13-6. And so now Washington County back in front by 7. And that'll bring up Olivia Coleman now. Base is empty, but there are two outs in the inning. And pitch is down low, 4-ball. And so far, Seeley hasn't been able to stop Washington County from scoring the 5-run max in the first two innings. And trying to do that here, and they can get one more out. And Coleman takes inside for a ball, and it's 2-0. We're in the top of the third. Washington County, as we said, with a 13-6 lead over the Seeley All-Stars in opening night of pool play here at the 7-year-old tournament. And try to check her swing. Umpire really wasn't looking there, and so it'll be ball three. But they aren't allowed to walk, so they'll have to swing on the next pitch. And Coleman takes. That's now 5 pitches. This is going to be her 5th pitch, so she has. She can't walk. She's got to either hit or get an out. And next pitch coming and grounds up back to the pitcher. And throw to first, and they get out number 3. And so that'll retire the side in the end, though Washington County does come up with 3 runs. And they lead it 13-6. We go on to the bottom of the third. And back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods & Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods & Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
And as we come back here, it is going to be the Sealy All-Stars batting here. And that is going to be Tommy Tanner. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Left-hand batter. And left-handed pitcher from the coach out there, and takes the next pitch for a ball. It's 2-0. This, of course, part of the district-only tournaments. These are the ones that don't go past the district level, obviously. Pitch swung on and missed. And now the international tournaments, those start up in the middle of June. I think the 15th is the first round on there. So right now, these first couple of weeks of our coverage will be with the district-only tournaments. Pitch swung on and missed. Two balls and two strikes. And foul back into the screen. And she still gets about, got two balls and two strikes. And this is her fifth pitch. So she's either got to get a hit or get an out. And that one nearly took the coach's head off. She sends that one in to center for a base hit. the cheering for the coach who got back up. He's okay, but yeah, he probably saw his life flashing before his eyes. That one was, and had to hit the turf in a hurry. Yeah, that one swung on and missed. Because, I mean, she got all of that one. And this is Hayden Hundle batting now. And next pitch is a ball. It's 1-1. So glad you could be with us wherever you happen to be across our great listening area, whether you listen to us on the radio, on your computer, on your smartphone. Glad you could join us on this Friday evening. Tomorrow afternoon broadcast, just not sure quite yet on the times there. It all depends on the seedings for the bracket play, and then we'll have games tomorrow. The possibilities are 1:30 and 3 o'clock, and then Sunday 1:30 and 4:30, and then we'll have, I think, a more normal schedule when we get into Monday. Yeah, two balls and two strikes. And this one back to the pitcher. Clark up with it. Throws on to first and overthrew first. And so the runners will move up. And threw the ball for some reason out into center. It's coming in to score is Hundle. And pitcher's got the ball. So, or actually that was, who was that before Hundle there? Anyway, there... Now Hunnell back at third, so Rutten is in that. We'll make it now 13-8. And next pitch taken for a ball. And that one bounced up there, a ball. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Sealy batting here. Trying to see if they can cut into the Washington County lead. And that one back to the pitcher, Clark. And a throw to first. And they do get the out that time. And the run scores. That'll make it 13-9 now. And now batting is Savannah Gilbert. Bunts it back to the pitcher. And will throw to first. Oh, and missed it. Hit the first baseman in the chest. Throw was high there. And so she runs out the base runner there, Gilbert, down to second. And that'll bring up this is Stevens. And they will throw to first. Got past the first baseman. Runner will come home. That'll make it 13-10. And she's going to come back and circle the bases. And that'll make it 13-11. That's four this inning. Let's see. They had six, so that'll make it 13-10 now. And this one popped up. And so the most Sealy can get is one more run in this inning, but they've cut the lead for Washington County down to three. It's now 13-10. And this one foul away. Washington County, though, they can prevent that extra run from coming. They get two more outs here. And this one is back to the pitcher. Clark steadies herself, throws to first. The first baseman dropped the ball. And Zornman had a tough time there on some of the throws. Although that one was pretty right to her. And so that puts another runner aboard now. And actually, this is Padilla batting. Pop up. Caught by Clark, and it's two away. Nice catch there by Avery Clark, and now Tommy Tanner, the batter. And this one, a ground ball. Clark up with it. Throws to first, and that's out number three. And in the inning, they do put four more runs on the board, and we play through three. Washington County leads it 13-10. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And as we come back here, we are heading to the top of the fourth inning. And for Washington County, it's going to be Hallie Leckler, Riley Locke, and Swayze Schrader. Washington County with a 13-10 lead here at the 7-year-old All-Stars Tournament. So glad you can be with us on this Friday evening, wherever you happen to be across our great listening area. You can tell it's been one of those days. Just now realized my crowd mic wasn't plugged in. I was like, why have we not been hearing the crowd mic all night? I thought something was wrong and just didn't plug it in. this is the first one where I've done by myself in a while. You can tell I'm missing TL tonight. I miss our check system because you usually is there to double check me on everything. And this first pitch is going to be a base hit into left center. And Leckler's a bard to start the inning. And she will, on the play as it was going back into the pitcher, take off for second. And so Leckler at second for Riley Locke. And Lock back to the pitcher. And will throw to first. And first baseman dropped the ball, so she's safe. And coming in to score is Leckler to make it 14-10 Washington County. So Lock aboard. That'll bring up Swayze Schrader. And fouls that one away. I wonder if she's named after Patrick Swayze, the actor. If her mama and dad were big fans. And pitch taken for a ball. Roadhouse, of course, one of my all-time favorite movies. And pitch taken for a ball. Washington County with a 14-10 lead. We're in the fourth inning. And back to the pitcher, and they're going to boot it. And it's coming in. And then they overthrew the pitcher. And so now Lockhead's over to third, and Schrader over. And Lock keeps right on run. They're going to put the tag on her. And, well, I think they had already called. Apparently they had already called time, and so the play was over. Umpire wasn't sure if they were going to, but so they'll go back. And so Locke will be at third, Schrader at second. And now that brings us back to the top of the order with J.C. Belvin. So Washington County with a 14-10 lead. We're in the top of the fourth. And time call once again. And we seem to have some confusion. All Oh, wait, now they send her back to first? What? I just noticed that now. Yeah, they sent Trader all the way back to first. Yeah, I think that's what Washington County was wanting an explanation on as to why she ended up going back to first. And this one, ground ball back to the pitcher. Pitcher boots the ball. The run will score, and it's going to be 15-10 now. As Schrader goes to second, Locke scores, and Belvin on at first, and that'll bring up Brindley Rodderman. And this one, a pop-up, and that's going to drop into right field for a hit. And right fielder couldn't hold on, and coming in to score is Schrader. And right behind her is Belvin, and that's two more runs for Washington County. And that gives them a 17-10 lead here in the fourth inning. And now Claire Schulte, the batter. And she'll take the first pitch for a ball. 1-0. And this one is going to be a fair ball. And coming in to score on the RBI double is Ronderman. That makes it 18-10. And let's see, I believe that's five. And so we go to the bottom of the fourth. Washington County now with an 18-10 lead. And back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Okay.
Citizens State Bank wants to introduce you to a more personal banking relationship. A relationship where you have real-life conversations with professionals. Inside a place where big financial decisions that affect your life are made right where you live. This isn't anything new. CSB has been doing this for over 95 years. So stop in and say howdy. We're always in the neighborhood. CSB. Local people. Local decisions. Member FDIC.
Come back here to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Washington County with an 18-10 lead. And it'll be Clementine O'Donnell batting for the Sealy All-Stars. They were waiting for the catcher there for Washington County, Toppy, to get her gear on. And swung on a miss. And bunts this one. That'll be foul, and that'll make it 0-2. And that one fouled off, hit the catcher on the top of the helmet there. And it's 0-2. Always grateful now for those helmets. As I always say, I wonder what the old timers did before they had helmets. And this one, a slow roller, and that is going to be an infield hit. And Ronderman doing the right thing, not trying to make an overthrow there, just holding on to that one and getting it back to the pitcher. And that'll get us back to the top of the Sealy batting order with Nevaeh Taylor. Taylor lays down the bunt. Clark up with it, throws to first, and first baseman couldn't hold it. Throw was there, but couldn't hold on to it, and that is going to be two runners aboard now for Sealy. And that'll bring up Graceland Parsons. Yeah, swung out and missed. It's 0-1. And bumps this one up the right field side and overthrows first. And run is going to come in. Two runs are in. And ending up at second base is Parsons, and it's now 18-12. And now that's going to be bring up Haley Nelson, the batter. And this one, a fair ball up the third base side. Yeah, it'll be a hit for... And next one will be Tommy Tanner, left-hand batter, stepping up here. And swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. And time is called. The coach wants to have a word with Tanner. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Washington County with an 18-12 lead here at the seven-year-olds tournament. Yeah, that went back up the middle, and the coach doing the coach pitch had to hit the turf again. And that one gets out in the center, and a run is in. It's an RBI single. And that is the third run of the inning home for the Sealy All-Stars. Cut the lead down to 18-13. Still nobody out here in the fourth. And pitches down low for a ball. And that one is going to be a ground ball. And they are going to run to the back, get the out. But the run is in. And that'll make it 18-14. And now that'll bring up Hayden. That's Tatum Gonzalez. Yeah, Tatum Gonzalez batting now. And pitches down low for a ball. Sealy hadn't had a five-run inning yet. They had two in the first, four in the second, and then four in the third. And they've got four right here in the fourth. Meanwhile, Washington County had five runs in the first, five in the second, and then three in the third, and then five in the fourth. And pitch swung out and missed. Two balls and a strike. And this one is a pop-up, and that's going to drop into left field for a hit. And they hurry up and get it back to the pitcher. Yeah, And that'll put two runners aboard now. And this will bring up Savannah Gilbert. See, we can only get one more run this inning because of the five-run limit. And swings and misses. It's 0-1. Yeah, next pitch taken for a ball. And this one, a ground ball over to short. The shortstop and third baseman, it hit. The umpire missed it. It hit the runner's foot. As she was going by. And that is, they did catch it. Okay, so that will be an out. You know, now we're going to get a conference here. But, yeah, the shortstop and third baseman both were trying to get it, couldn't come up with it. And then as the runner was going by, it hit the ball was on the ground and hit the runner's foot. Which should be an out. So we're going to. Well, now they're going to change it. And so that's five runs then in the inning. That's five. And so that'll bring us to the end of the fourth. Washington County with an 18-15 lead. And we'll be back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and get you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball season.
All right, as we come back here, we are into the top half, top half of the fifth inning. Washington County with an 18-15 lead. And for Washington County, be Avery Clark, Lila Zwerneman, and Tatum Toppy batting. And we're going back to action. I was going to say, they had put the computer up thinking it was over, and they're like, no, it's not over. They play six. And so we will be going another inning. Because I don't think they're on time limit, or at least for the All-Stars, because usually All-Stars is different from the rest. And now we're having an umpire conference. I think they've got to go at least one more inning. It's top half of the fifth. Washington County leads this one 18-15. There was some confusion over that, and I think they're getting it figured out. Because I know, I think during the regular season, if I'm not mistaken, for the 7-year-old coach pitch, they're on a time limit. But I don't think that applies here when they get into the tournaments. Yeah, first pitch. Ground ball to third. And they will throw on to first. And that's going to be an error. Clark heads on down. She keeps right on running. She's going to end up at third base. Fast base running there by Avery Clark. And that's going to bring up Lila Zwerneman. And this one is going to be a base hit. And that will get the run home. That will make it 19-15. And throw gets away. Coming all the way to third is Werneman. And with a fielder right in front of her, she's going to hold up a third. And that will bring up Tatum Toppy now. Next pitch, and this one ground ball, and that's going to get in between the second baseman's legs, and that's going to be safe for Toppy. And coming in the scores, Werneman to make it 20-15. And that'll bring up Cameron Wickle. Yeah, pitch swung out and missed. And it's 0-1. And swung out and missed. And it's 0-2. We're going to miss. And Wickle down on strikes. And now that's going to be Tatum Pellerin. Pellerin on the night, been on base both times. It was on base the first time when Aaron scored, and then had an RBI ground down her last time up. And this one, a ground ball to short. And shortstop gonna hold the ball. Oh, and overthrew the pitcher. And so coming in to score is gonna be Toppy. That's 21-15. That's 3 runs in this inning. And a 6-run lead for Washington County. That'll bring up Olivia Coleman. And pitch taken for a ball. 1-0 count. And next pitch down low for a ball. And next pitch taken for a ball. And that's a 3-0 count. And since you can't walk, you got to get a hit or an out. And it's in this one. That's going to get through, and she's going to reach. Coming around to score is going to be Pellerin, and that'll make it 22-15. And now Hallie Leckler, the batter. So Washington County and Mose can get just one more run in this inning. And that one is over. Run to the bag, and that's one out. That's two outs now. And Coleman has to go back to third. And it'll be up to Riley Locke to try to get that last run of the inning home. And she sends that one foul down the line. And this one off the pitcher's glove, and Coleman is going to score, and that'll be run number five. And so that should be the end of the inning. It's 23-15. That is five, and so we will go to the bottom of the fifth. And Washington County, or is that maybe going to do it here? I see them lining up. Let's check before we go forward. It's Washington County with an eight-run lead. Waiting before we're waiting to see if we're going to play out the bottom half of the inning or if that is going to be, he is going back out to pitch. So we will go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
All right, as we come back here, we're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Washington County with a 23-15 lead over the Sealy All-Stars here on night number one of pool play. And so we're ready to resume now. And first pitch is swung on and missed by Maddie Stevens. And it's 0-1 count. And that one, that's going to be picked up by Zwerneman. Step on the bag. And that's one away. Nice play there by Zwerneman. She snagged that one, and now that'll be, coming up here, that's going to be Savannah Morrell. Morrell on the inning, been on base twice with a single, reached in an error. Also scored a couple of the Sealy runs. Swings and misses, it's 0-1. And swings and misses, and it's 0-2. And this one, a ground ball over to the third baseman, Reinerman. Took a nasty bounce on that turf, and it's going to be an infield hit. It was coming towards her, and then just like hit a spot on the turf and just bounced right up over. And now that is going to bring to the bat Aaliyah Padilla. Sounds like a good name for a cartoon character. And this one, a ground ball to second. And no play anywhere, so they just get it back to the pitcher. It'll be an infield hit for Padilla. And Seeley with a couple of runners on now here with only one out. Yeah, this one, a ground ball to the first baseman. And she misses the tag, and the runners are going to be safe everywhere. Base is loaded now. And that'll bring up, let's see, is that... Clementine O'Donnell, ground ball to second, and throws to first, and they get the out there, and overthrow, and the runner, one run will come in, and here comes another. And that'll make it 23-17. So two runs in for Seeley. And swung on and missed. And foul away. Nevaeh Taylor, the batter. They did call an out on that, so there are two outs in the inning. And this one is going to be off the glove of the second baseman into right field. And the runner coming home, and that'll make it 23-18. And now Gracelyn Parsons, the batter, as we're back to the top of the Seeley batting order. Parsons swings and misses 0-1. But there are two down in the inning. And this one bumped back to the pitcher. Throw to first, and she's safe. Runner coming home. And she will score. And that will now make it 23-19. And this one, a little blooper. Pitcher up with it. Throws to first. And first baseman drops the ball. And so the runners are safe everywhere. And... so the inning continues. And swung on and missed. Let's see, that is Tommy Tanner batting. And time is called. Now they're going to go check with the coach. Runners at first and second, two down in the inning. Swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. Yeah, this one's going to be popped up, and catcher Pellerin couldn't quite get there. And it's 0-2. Swung and a missed, and that's a strikeout. And that'll retire the side. And I think they might have just called ball game there. Let me double check and see. And they have. So that'll do it for us. Your final score, Washington County wins it 23-19. And that'll take us to the post game show. And we'll have the post game for you after we hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Tieleman Construction and Steg and Tieleman Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tieleman Construction and Steg and Tieleman Plumbing. Visit online at TielemanHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
ABC News. I'm
Doug Brennan. This is a KW.
All your classic country favorites from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Welcome to the legend.
KWHI AM 1280 and K269.
Okay, got to make sure we get all that in as we come back here to Mark Chapman Park, part of the Sealy Little League Complex. Doug Brown with you here on this Friday evening. And once again, your final score, the Washington County All-Stars win it here at the opening night of the 7-year-olds coach pitch tournament. 23-19, your final score. And so Washington County, Washington County now gets ready for another pool play game tomorrow. They're going to be playing Belleville at 10 o'clock in the morning back here on the same field. Sealy actually have played both of their pool play games, so they're done for tomorrow. And then at the 11:30, as far as the morning goes, and then 11:30, it'll be Columbus and Burleson County. And then after the two morning pool play games, at lunchtime, they're going to be doing the seedings for the tournament, and then they'll be playing the first bracket games tomorrow afternoon, 1:30 and 3 o'clock are the two start times there. Now, we'll be with the boys tomorrow, and so for their bracket play game. So we got to wait and see on that as to how that transpires as well. And we'll also try to see if we can get some of the boys' scores as well here tonight. Meanwhile, we're going to take another break, and we've got more to come here on the post game. First, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facility, the Batter's Box. Located in the baseball capital of Texas, take part in the 2024 Summer Baseball and Softball Camps. All you have to do is go online to register today. And don't forget to book your summer birthday parties while availabilities last. For more info, check them out online, battersboxbtx.com. That's BattersBoxBTX.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
All right, as we come back here, the well, it looks like they're going to have the kids come out, and not really sure what they're doing here. The kids and some of the parents coming out and doing something on the field, but anyway, let's go back and look at how the stats for the game. And for Washington County, J.C. Bellman, she was on base all three times, double, single, and error, scored three runs. Brindley Ronderman was on base twice with a single and double, scored a couple of runs. Claire Schulte with three singles in the game, also an RBI and a run scored. Avery Clark reached base, two singles and error, and scored three runs. Lila Zwerneman, two singles and error, and scored three runs, also had an RBI. She reached base twice, Wickham on base twice, Powell on base three times, and Coleman on base twice, Luckler on base twice, Mock on base twice, and Trader on base twice. So everybody for the team on base at least twice during the game. And we're going to take another break, and we'll be back with more of the postgame. But do we hear another? This time, let's do 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Are you ready to build that new barndominium you've been dreaming about? Or maybe it's a new workshop, a storage building, or even a metal house. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop is ready when you are. DDM has been fabricating metal buildings in Texas for over a quarter century, so you know you can trust them with your project. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their office and let their staff explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and design. Choose the industry leader for your metal building, DDM.
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service. A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that, whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to A1QualityPlumbers.com. Family owned and operated. License number RMP 15749.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let it be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their district tournament games.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
And back we go here to Chapman Park here as the Washington County 7-year-olds pick up the victory tonight, 23-19 over the Sealy All-Stars. And as we said, they're moving on. More pool play tomorrow morning as they take on Belleville. That is at 10 o'clock. And then we wait and see as to what's going to be happening for as far as bracket play goes. I know we're going to have games on tomorrow. We're going to be doing the boys 7-year-olds. Open at least one, hopefully both teams tomorrow, and then back at it Sunday again as well. And so we hope you'll stay with us here and be a part of it on our Little League coverage. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at, we're going to check in on, see how the Blinn Buccaneers are doing tonight. They're playing up in Grand Junction. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozier work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials with all the Little League All-Stars, good luck this season.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-4242.
Felder's By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All right, as we come back here, and once again, our final score, Washington County wins it 23-19 here at the 7-year-olds tournament. I want to bring you up to date, a quick check-in over at the NJCAA World Series in Grand Junction, Colorado. Right now, they're in the top of the third. Blinn Buccaneers leading Georgia Highlands 8-4. So if the Bucks can hold on and win there, they will play tomorrow against Northwest Florida State for the national championship. And so we hope, fingers crossed, that'll probably be our last update for tonight. But Craig Montana will be on the microphone in the morning, and you'll have that. He'll hopefully have a good final report there for you. In the meantime, we got one more break to get in before we do our final wrap-up, and so let's send you one last time back to the studios and hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services: residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling, metal recycling, portable sanitation, container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star Tournament, and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brandon Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenduratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street, or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Whataburger now has new premium coffee with a brand new taste. And it's coming in hot and iced cold. Drink it hot with a biscuit sandwich, or iced with a brownie. Or iced with a biscuit sandwich and hot with a brownie. This is your chance to mix it up a little. Let your hair down. There's no wrong way to drink it. New hot and iced coffee from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
All right, that's going to do it for us here tonight. Once again, our final score, Washington County wins it over Sealy, 23-19. Thanks to Grayson for his great work on the boards tonight. Thanks for Kathy Ronderman in helping me get set up here this evening. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. If you get a chance, all the businesses you heard on the radio tonight, go by and see them and tell them thank you for your support of Washington County Little League. That's going to do it for us here, for all of us here at KWHI Sports. This is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.